AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Thanksgiving is here. You may be up early prepping the bird, cleaning the house, and getting ready for a day of family, friends, football, and a parade. Just a few hours from now, New York's Thanksgiving Day parade hits the streets, and people are excited.
Everybody has grown up with the Thanksgiving parade, right? I mean, even if it's on our TVs, it's actually part of Thanksgiving. Sitting down with your family is definitely a big part, but so is the parade. And New York City is, gosh, it's exactly where you want to be.
And flying high over Manhattan will be a bunch of larger-than-life balloons like Snoopy, the Pillsbury Doughboy, and SpongeBob. But CBS's Matt Piper tells us...
And there's a clear favorite.
I really like all of them, and my favorite is Chase. I like Chase.
Last year's celebration returned to pre-pandemic form after 2020's event was made for TV only.
Happy Thanksgiving!
The parade kicks off at 9 a.m. Eastern. More than 55 million people have traveled somewhere for the holiday. While the roads and airports were packed and frustrating yesterday, greetings were warm and festive in Nashville.
Hi, baby! Hi! I missed you so much!
In Minneapolis, Beth Forkenbrock was in a crowded grocery store, and even though prices are sky high, her spirits were up.
This is a special occasion, having my son and his family here, so getting all teary-eyed here.
We turn now to what's happening overseas. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is in the dark, almost the entire region without power, and the water supply has been cut off. President Zelensky accused Russia of crimes against humanity at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. BBC correspondent Peter Bowes.
Speaking via video link, President Zelensky told the meeting Russia had been methodically devastating cities with indiscriminate attacks hitting residential buildings, schools, transport, and hospitals. Moscow, he said, had launched 70 missiles in one day. He called on the Security Council to do more to help his country, to protect humanity and life.
In Chicago, two people are dead and 16 injured after a crash involving a stolen car driving the wrong way. Police Superintendent David Brown.
A black Dodge Charger traveling on the wrong way, northbound in the southbound lane at a very high rate of speed, struck seven cars.
Then the car burst into flames. Alaska Senator Republican Lisa Murkowski has won re-election, and Democrat Representative Mary Petola, the first Alaska Native elected to Congress, has also won her at-large House seat back. Both of them won against Republican challengers. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
It's Black Friday all week at Staples with huge savings on HP Tech. This week, save $130 on the HP LaserJet Pro 4101 FDWE printer. This laser printer is perfect for small businesses, delivering maximum productivity with blazing fast print speed for up to 10 users. And right now at Staples, save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 11/26.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 45 today under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 24. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Sunny skies and calm Saturday with a high of 51. 37, chance for snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of the program. Well, Ed Pilkington is calling it out over at TheGuardian.com. The title, U.S. corporations gave more than $8 million to election deniers' midterm campaigns. He notes that some of the best-known corporations in America, including AT&T, Boeing, Delta Airlines, and Home Depot, collectively poured more than $8 million into supporting election deniers running for the U.S. House and Senate. At the top of those, that list of 20 corporations backing election deniers was Koch Industries. Surprise, surprise. Right behind them, the American Crystal Sugar Company PAC, the AT&T Inc. Employee Federal PAC, Home Depot Inc. PAC, Comcast Corporation and NBC Universal PAC, and Delta Airlines. These are in donations to election deniers, to people who actively worked to subvert our democracy. Boeing released a statement, he notes, days after the insurrection, in which it said, quote, "We strongly condemn the violence, lawlessness, and destruction that took place in the U.S. Capitol." And then, you know, they gave $418,000 to support Republican candidates who participated or endorsed that activity. Boeing declined to comment, Ed notes. Derek Van Orden, who won a close race to represent a swing district in Wisconsin with backing from Koch Industries, was a former Navy SEAL. He was actually inside the Capitol grounds on January 6th, part of the insurrection. He will now be a member of Congress from Wisconsin. And Scott Perry, who received his support from the Kochs, from AT&T, from Boeing and other corporations, according to Ed Pilkington in today's Guardian, actually reached out to Donald Trump to get a presidential pardon, as did Marjorie Taylor Greene and several others. And again, this is the kind of thing where if a Democrat had done that, if Democrats had tried to get pardons from Barack Obama for things that they did while they were in office, you would never hear the end of it. But, you know, Democrats are basically not all that into grievance politics. Instead, Democrats would prefer to talk about the fact that, you know, President Biden unsnarled the supply chains. Remember, he actually changed the laws at the Port of Long Beach and some of our other ports on the West Coast with regard to how quickly ships could be unloaded and things to fix those supply chains. He saved Americans with hearing loss up to $3,000 on hearing aids by making them over-the-counter products. He ended the junk fees that cost Americans literally billions that your banks hit you with that you don't even know about. He took on Big Pharma and he won. He capped out-of-pocket prescription drugs costs at $2,000 a year for people on Social Security or on Medicare, excuse me. He capped insulin at $35 per prescription for seniors on Medicare. He tried to do it for the whole country, but couldn't get that past the Republicans. He lowered insurance health premiums by $800 annually for Americans who buy it through the Affordable Care Act. That's a mind-boggling thing. He rebuilt America's infrastructure. We're rebuilding our roads and bridges. We're investing in passenger rail and public transit. We're expanding affordable high-speed internet for all Americans, particularly out in rural areas, which you would think that they would be grateful, but no, they still hate Biden because he's a Democrat. We're removing all the lead pipes in America, with the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, this is a big deal. This is going to give us a generation of Americans who are not brain damaged by lead poisoning. He worked with Republicans to make more money in America by passing the Chips and Science Act. Oh, and to make more products in America. Excuse me. Investing in semiconductor manufacturing and cutting edge technologies, good paying jobs. He brought he passed the first meaningful gun safety legislation in more than 30 years. Removing firearms from dangerous individuals, the red flag laws, expanding mental health services in schools, supporting school safety, and narrowing the boyfriend loophole to keep guns out of the hands of convicted dating partners. We're making progress. We've got 10 million jobs created by Joe Biden. Unemployment is at record lows, including for Black and Hispanic Americans. More small businesses launched than ever before this year. He rallied the world in defense of Ukraine in the face of Putin's aggression. No tax increases whatsoever on people making under $400,000 a year. He kept that promise. And meanwhile, what are Republicans up to? Well, they're proposing a nationwide ban on abortion. They're trying to put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. And they're trying to raise costs on Americans by repealing the Inflation Reduction Act. Brilliant, right? Just brilliant stuff. The other story that I wanted to share with you this morning, and then I'll pick up your phone calls for the rest of the hour here, is one that I saw from Fight for Freedom over at Democratic Underground. It's titled Pompeo, What He Really Meant When He Attacked the Head of the Teachers Union. And this is my inspiration. I'm going to go a little beyond this. But basically what Fight for Freedom wrote was that, you know, when Pompeo put that target on Randy Weingarten's back, Randy is the head of one of the big teachers unions here in the United States, the American Federation of Teachers, and just a marvelous person. Louise and I have known Randy for years. She's been on this program many times. And, you know, he called her the most dangerous person in America, which is just like inviting some nutball. Well, I shouldn't even call it. Now I'm doing it, right? Conflating terrorism with mental illness. Inviting some terrorist to go out and try to attack her is essentially what he did. But basically what he was really saying was not about Randy. It was about how he wants it taught in our schools that America is a Christian nation. We are not. We never were. Many of the founders were not Christians. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were not Christians. John Adams was, but he was outspoken about how we should not be a Christian nation. Thomas Paine was an avowed atheist, not even a deist. Ben Franklin wasn't a Christian. But they want it taught that this was a Christian nation founded by Christians. They want it taught that this was a white nation founded by white people. That, you know, we were the victims of those evil Indians, those good cowboys, you know, the whole, take us back to the 1950s. They want to teach all children that Columbus discovered America, and wasn't that a great thing when, you know, America was already discovered. There were people already living here. He wants to teach them that you know, greed and genocide that Columbus did didn't happen. Or if it did, it was good. Right, it's a good thing. He wants to basically go back to teaching that the Confederates were the victims of the North, and that the Confederacy had a noble cause of some sort, states' rights or something, that Custer at Little Bighorn was a hero. By the way, we really should eliminate. I believe this was in Robert Reich's newsletter this morning. I'm not sure exactly where I read it, but I didn't realize that the soldiers who were with Custer posthumously received the Congressional Medal of Freedom, and that should be stripped. I mean, but basically, this is what Mike Pompeo is saying, and of course that she runs a union, so, and he hates unions. But that's the bottom line. That was the message that he was trying to convey. And it's the message that, frankly, I think we need to be pushing back on and saying, no, we actually want our students to know, our young people to know the true history of America, and warts and all, so that we can make it a better country, so that we can improve on things. I mean, it's straightforward stuff. We'll be back with your calls right after this. It's 14 minutes past the hour.
is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I will be right back with your calls. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All of this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 49, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 29. 47 tomorrow, clear skies. Mid-50s Saturday, much cooler Sunday, with highs in the low 40s and mixed precip. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What are you getting the wine lovers in your life this holiday season? Go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. For more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com is your one-stop holiday gift-giving destination for everyone on your list with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more. And get free standard shipping on orders of $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. Visit WineEnthusiast.com. They bring wine to life. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's up?
Tom, first of all, welcome back. It was a long week without you, but I know you had a great time, you and Louise.
We did.
And
thank you.
Welcome back. Glad to have you back. Listen, it's kind of a tragic note I want to call on, but I promise I'll end with a happier note, and I will go fast, but it's a lot to cover. Vis-a-vis the shooting at the Q Club in Colorado, I'm going to link this directly to stochastic terrorism against the gay community. It's been going on forever. I was a member of the Lavender Panthers, you may know of us, back then in San Francisco. We were an offshoot, really, of our own making of the Black Panthers in those days, and we took matters into our own hands. And when people came after us, leaving gay bars and beat us with baseball bats, we fought back. And it ended very quickly. Wow. You were reading earlier from a book, I think it was called We Will Shoot Back, or some such thing.
Mm-hmm.
The point of my call is, we in the gay community are tired forever of all of the thoughts and prayers, and we love you, and we really, you really are one of us. You know, the straight community is, and I want to say stochastic terrorism doesn't begin with right wing in a hate radio or evil politicians that spew hate as cheap tactics to get votes. It starts at home, and I don't want families to forgive themselves too facilely. You know, when they tell us to be quiet, to keep it private, to keep it behind closed doors, don't tell your father, for God's sake. Oh, Lord, your aunt doesn't have to know. You haven't told your sister yet, have you? God, don't tell your brother. And on it goes, right down to the army saying, don't ask, don't tell. Meanwhile, they're throwing gay people out on dishonorable discharges, many of whom have had to fight with attorneys to get an honorable discharge back in place. It goes on, and it has gone on. The police said, keep it in behind closed doors, and you know what? At Stonewall, it didn't happen. They said, enough of the closed doors. We're coming out into the streets, and we're fighting back. If the straight community wants us to support them, by God, they had better start supporting us. Because when they said, as long as you're behind closed doors in your own clubs, you'll be safe. Well, I'll tell you what's worse than having somebody shove their gayness in your face. It's putting a bullet through their face. We're tired of it. And to try to end on a little happier note, I am thankful this Thanksgiving for all in the straight community who have shown such support after this heinous crime, this stochastic attack on the gay community. It's going to end, and it's going to end very soon, or there's going to be a movement among gay people to stop supporting straight people in all they want us to support them in. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's all of us as one human family, or we will all fall together.
Yeah.
United we stand, or God help us all. That's my rant.
That's brilliant, Nicholas. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much. And I remember the Lavender Panthers. I didn't know that you were part of that.
Do you?
You know, yeah. That was the early 70s, wasn't it, or late 60s?
It started right after the Black Panther movement, about 2 years into the Black Panther movement, mm-hmm. after I had met Stokely Carmichael and Angela Davis at dinners and things. And I got the idea, and with friends they actually started it up, but I sort of fed the seed of the idea to them, and they got it going. I was a member for 2 years. And let me tell you, Tom, when people get hit back, they stop hitting.
Yeah.
It's most amazing. Because in essence, funny they thing are about all that. Cowards.
Yes.
They're all cowards.
Yeah, bullies typically are. Yes. Nine times out of ten, bullies are cowards. And
you know, so enough already. It's over. It's 2021, for God's sake. Don't tell your neighbor, don't tell your neighbor's kid. Don't tell your father. God knows what. Yes, tell your father and make him jump in line here. It's time.
Yeah, amen. Nicholas, thank you. It's great time. To hear from you, and I wish you the very happiest of holidays. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, thank you, Nicholas. Irina in Saugerties, New York. Am I saying all that right?
Yeah, Tom, thanks. That's just good. Look, this is a question about where do I find it on tomhartman.com. And the it I'm referring to is what you mentioned earlier about the percentages of our taxes going or being ferreted into corporate subsidies. You know, I'm on tomhartman.com, and there's so much information on there. I don't know where to find it. Mm. Do you have any idea of, like, a specific link I need to go to? Because I do like those facts to put into my... conversations with people.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm afraid you might say that.
There's 19 years worth of shows and rants and op-eds and everything, kind of archived over at tomhartman.com. For the last 2.5 years, actually it's a little less than 2 years, in the neighborhood of the last 2 years, I've been writing over at HartmanReport.com, I don't know that I've written any pieces specifically about corporate subsidies, but the way I would look for it is I would put the words corporate subsidy in quotes and then Tom Hartman in quotes and plug that into a search engine. It should pop up. The quotes... for most of your search engines, force them to look for those two words together in that order. So corporate subsidies, probably SIES, the plural, would be the way that I would write that more often. I know I've written about it a lot, and I've certainly ranted about it. I just don't have a specific recollection from something that's recent enough that I can say, oh yeah, here it is. Good luck, Irina.
Well, thank you for all the facts you throw in our directions. I really appreciate them.
Thank you. Thanks for your kind words. And a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll continue with Anything Goes the day before Thanksgiving here. Anything Goes Thanksgiving right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So can you think of a reason why we shouldn't call these shooters terrorists? I'm still trying to figure out why we aren't.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name
then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor, wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus a lot of other things, too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, The Matt McNeil Show, with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 45 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 24. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Sunny skies and calm Saturday with a high of 51. 37, chance for snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. an awesome gift for the men in your life they'll love and actually use? It's possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with the personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. That looks great. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. You can get 20% off orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. That's BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Drew in Minneapolis. Hey, Drew, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out I 100% agree with your point. We really need to start calling these people terrorists, calling them what they are. I just wanted to point out that at the last, I believe it was the last CPAC, I don't know how often they hold them, but they had a big banner on their stage that said, "We are all domestic terrorists." So I don't know that it will really matter to them. But
at the last what?
They're admitting it. CPAC.
Oh, CPAC. Oh, really?
Yeah, conservative political.
They're bragging about being domestic terrorists. They're reveling in it.
Yeah, there's a. Yeah, so I don't know that it makes any difference to them, but at least we can call them what they are.
Yeah, I think we need to, and I think that, and I didn't get into this in my op-ed, but. You know, we do not have laws against domestic terrorism in the United States. We have laws against international terrorism, but not domestic terrorism. Arguably, our hate crime laws are that, but they're fairly narrow. And I think, frankly, we need to take this far more seriously than we are. Drew, thank you. Thanks for sharing that information with me. I did not know that the CPAC would. I mean, I'm not shocked. I'm not even surprised, but I'm disappointed. Drew, thank you. Great to hear from you. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today? I have something to do with hemp?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Mr. Hatfield, he had a lot on the ball.
And which Mr. Hatfield are you talking about?
The one you were just mentioning. From Oregon.
Oh, Mark Hatfield. Oh, you must have been listening to a book report. I can't hear those. I don't listen to those book reports during the break, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. But.
Yeah, he had a lot on the ball there. Yeah,
okay.
For
yeah.
Sure.
So what's up?
Yeah. Well, and I enjoy listening to the Hightower comments that come through.
Yeah, Jim does a great job with those.
Yeah. And Nicholas from New Mexico, I just want to say, hey, right on, Nicholas. And I hope your back is feeling better, and I hope y'all had a good vacation, and I'll just jump right into it.
Okay. We did, and thank you. And jump in.
Yeah, I'm jumping. Hemp, cannabis. Cannabis is the name of the plant. Hemp, marijuana, is the slang term we use to describe what people enjoy smoking and eating to make them feel better. Okay, but people have a hard time. Farmers need to be able to grow this crop to sequester carbon from the soil and the air as it grows, and then to make raw materials that we're now making from forest products so that we can allow the regeneration of forests. This will, in essence, cause jobs to happen everywhere, rural and also in manufacturing and industry as it changes. People don't realize what can be done with this plant. Now, this prohibition is in place, and it's not a good idea. It needs to be completely lifted because a lot of people are being destroyed by the incorporation, the munification of this plant.
Well, our governor here in Oregon, this was in the paper yesterday, it was either 35,000 or 55,000. I don't recall which number it was, it was one or the other. She just granted that number of pardons to people who had been convicted of marijuana offenses just in the state of Oregon.
I mean, which is mind-boggling because, you know, Oregon is not one of those states that, you know, has aggressively pursued pot prosecutions, to the best of my knowledge, for a long, long time. Anyhow, back to you, Bob.
This prohibition, criminalization of possession of marijuana, I mean, this could be a farm worker, this could be a farm owner.
This is mind control, Bob. What's going on here is that when people smoke pot or take psychedelics, unlike alcohol, people take alcohol, they tend to get more belligerent and they get dumber. You smoke pot or you take psychedelic drugs and you actually experience altered state of consciousness, in my opinion, that in some ways open your mind. And I think there's a lot of politicians who are frankly afraid of people who can think for themselves.
Yeah, well, that's not the majority of people, and I don't know that that's even the majority of politicians, but what I'm trying to get to is the power of money. Mm. Now, let's go to Kingfisher County, Oklahoma, where we recently had several people who were made dead over a marijuana grow operation. That's the power of money at work. Mm-hmm. And it festers and it grows with all this gun violence. Yeah. And it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. We need to talk about the economy. I'd like to hear Mr. Wolf talk about what role this plant can play in the future of humankind instead of continuing to just have these ridiculous political squabbles over whether it's good or evil. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Bob. And Bob, you've been on this hobby horse, as it were, and I don't say that disparagingly, for as long as you've been calling this show, which has been a lot of years. And I am completely with you. I am completely with you. And it's always nice to hear from you. I wish you the best for the holidays. Bob, and thank you. Bob in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, today I'm Bill. But that's
Bill, I'm sorry. You're right. It is Bill.
Hey, that's Bill. All right.
That was Bob.
Like. Yeah. Anyway, corporations aren't the boss of me. I've just decided. I'm calling about this thing, the Trillion Tree Initiative that was started by a four-year-old. I think he's probably German because he has an accent. Felix Finkbeiner. He's sort of like, who is it, Uli, who was also co-environmental. When he was four years old, he decided that there have to be trees. And now he's like a young man, and he's running this organization, Plant for the Planet Foundation. And countries have been pledging to plant trees. And I suggest anybody who's thinking of a victory garden, plant trees. And it's not that hard to do to come up with it. They figured out that you need a billion hectares of trees to make up for the loss. And somehow, you know, we're going to be thinking about remediation at this point.
And you can also plant fruit and nut trees, and then you not only have a beautiful tree and sequester carbon, but you also have food.
Right. Yeah, and trees in particular sequester a lot of carbon because they need it to make their bark.
Yeah.
This initiative has taken off, and I think that people should look into it. And it's not a hard thing to do. And they're asking people to plant indigenous trees where they are, not just to find the fastest growing tree from somewhere else.
And that's a growing trend, by the way. Louise and I were at a nursery a month or so ago. Looking for some plants. We're starting to, Louise is kind of gardenscaping, you know, the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that they were flagging plants and mm-hmm. trees that were Oregon specific as opposed to, other places. And it wasn't so much a, hey, it'll grow better here, as it was this is a natural plant in this area, which I thought was kind of cool.
Not only that.
Good information.
Not only that. I'm surprised algae oil has not been sold on the market for a while. There was this company, Thrive, and they determined that that oil has more of the fats than you need than any other oils, and it has the highest smoke point at 485 degrees, so it's perfect for cooking. It has a mouthfeel and taste like olive oil, sort of nutty, and you can't find it. You can find bottles of Thrive, you know, old ones on eBay.
I've never heard of it, algae oil.
But they get rid of so much carbon, and they grow massively really fast. All you need is a body of water, and, you know, everything from the little ones to kelp. It all gets rid of the gas.
Remarkable stuff.
And, right, there was one other thing I had mentioned to you a long time ago, where in the Arctic, where they cut holes through the ice, down to the level where there's a aquifer that's larger than the one in the Midwest, the Ogallala, off the east coast of America. And if they were to tunnel through that, the water pressure would push fresh water up to the surface under its own pressure because it's so deep, and it would start forming more ice in the winter to bring back the glaciers. And it's been done with salt water in Antarctica, and it's worked.
Huh. And, fascinating stuff. I know nothing about that, Bill, but it sounds interesting. I'll have to look it up. Bill, thank you for the call, and happy Thanksgiving. It's 45 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here, and we'll be right back. The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
cloudy today with a slight chance for scattered showers. High of 49, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 29, highs around 47 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Partly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-50s, chance for mixed precipitation Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Not going to feed that to my dogs. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. And dogs, I can tell you from experience with ours, dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off on Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders. While supplies last, text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Mary in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
I want to comment. The teacher from Indiana, that's only true in her state. Indiana is a right-to-work-for-nothing state, and just as the rest of the GOP, and they all have teachers who are making next to nothing. I teach, on the contrary, at CPS in Illinois, and I make enough money teaching at 0.5 that I won't even tell you. Because somebody will say it's too much. If you teach, I was going to move to Arizona because my son lives there, and the salaries for teachers were less than half of what I currently make.
Wow.
Yes. So,
so you're saying one of the reasons the teachers are leaving the profession is that the pay is crappy. I know some were
scared
off by COVID as well.
You know, well, I mean, a lot of the teachers left CPS during because they were close to retirement, and COVID, you know, you couldn't teach at the actual, there was no classroom.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the teachers who didn't teach because there's no classroom, and I function because I'm a special ed teacher and the student is there.
Mm-hmm.
And we communicate, you know, with our eyes and everything.
Sure.
And, but, you know, she is totally wrong. Women are coming into the area. It's a very good salary. You have 2 months off. You do need a good education because you're hired depending on your education. And I've been a teacher there's a cutoff when every year doesn't count. But I have a master's plus an LBS 1, which means I can teach special ed. And I am literally paid so much for a 0.5 that I won't tell you because somebody else,
one of
the people.
Mary, was that your point, the disparity in pay around the country? And
yes, that is my point.
You made it very well. And thank you for that. I want to get a couple more callers in here before the end of the show. But Mary, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm glad you and Louise enjoyed your vacation. But
thank you.
You're a pretty credible historian. I was wondering what you thought about the author of the 1619 Project recently stating that the greatest generation in World War II was fighting to uphold white supremacy. Now, tell that to my dad, a German-American, who fought Nazi Germany and fascist Italy. My Irish-American uncle, Bob, a paratrooper who fought the Nazis in France, Belgium, and Germany. That's the most idiotic interpretation of history I ever heard of.
If what you're saying is true, George, and that quote has not been taken out of context.
I don't have my computer in front of me, but, Tom, like I say, my dad and my uncle were fighting the very regimes who were supporting white supremacy and racism.
World War II was about fighting Nazis and fascism in Japan as well. Tojoism or whatever they called it. Yes, I completely agree. I'm not familiar with that quote. I'm guessing though that if anybody affiliated with the 1619 Project ever said anything stupid, that the project has been smeared with it, and they have been, and it's probably all over conservative media. Doesn't make it true, and it doesn't diminish the credibility of the 1619 Project, which is pretty solid scholarship.
I'm just commenting about what you said about World War II and the greatest generation.
I have not heard that. I'm guessing you're picking that up off conservative radio. But I would not agree with that statement that World War II is all about white supremacy. I'll just leave it at that. George, thank you for the call, and happy holidays to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. It's great to hear from you. Thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, we got 30 seconds. You want to fill it quick?
Yeah, regarding your comments about terrorism and these mass murderers, I'm having difficulty differentiating between Republicans and terrorists. But I also wanted to talk about the fact that right-wing radio is the reason why Democrats can't get through to the media. Plus, our mainstream media is nothing but right-wing. And when you sit back and look at it, all of these right-wingers on talk radio, many of them tried to run for elected office, but they lost. Only their followers get elected.
Yeah, Larry, I got to run, but thanks. It's always nice to hear from you. Usually your message is a math message. I love those, too. We'll talk next week. Thank you again. And thank you for being with us today. And, we will be back. But in the meantime, get out there, get active, tag your Ed, right? There's an election coming up in 2 years. There's a lot of work to do. And, of course, there's still an election coming up in Georgia. And, we need to keep our wits about us and stay informed. So have a great Thanksgiving, a wonderful and blessed holiday. There you go. We're having tofurkey, right? And we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-50.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003.
At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.